The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scaprell, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast today via by Facebook Live, by YouTube, and by podcast. Again, if this is your first time joining us, please let us know in the comment section below, at least here on Facebook Live and on YouTube. We want to acknowledge that you are joining us for the first time. Let us know where you guys are joining us from. We appreciate to hear that as well. Today, guys, I want to talk about something that's very interesting that's happening that I'm seeing that we reported here on End Time Headlines that's happening in California, especially in a couple locations. That's going outside of the box, outside of the normal wineskin of what we understand as church, the brick and mortar church. And it also kind of stemmed, I believe, a quickening in my spirit. Yesterday, I had a 3-hour conversation with an individual here in Georgia. We talked about this a little bit. And during the conversation, this really kind of just sprang up in me. And I believe this is where people has asked me, where do you see this COVID thing, this coronavirus? How do you think it's going to affect the church? Where do you think it's leading us as the body of Christ? So I'm going to talk about that today. So let me get into a couple things here. I'm going to read you some excerpts here from Charisma Magazine reported this. The Christian Post reported this and some other outlets. Even mainstream media outlets picked up on this. And I'm going to give you another story as well coming out of San Diego. Both of these are very interesting. Quote, despite California Governor Gavin Newsom's order to forbid singing in church, and now this is kind of old news because now we know that indoor services have been banned again, among other things, retail, and the list goes on of indoor activities. Despite this, Sean Fout is bringing the sounds of worship across California. The worship leader who has, quote, mobilized people across the globe to offer praise and worship is so passionate about people having freedom to praise the Lord that according to reports, he recently held outdoor worship events on both the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, California, and in Huntington Beach. Now, there's actual video of this you can catch. Nearly 1,000 people gathered to praise the Lord, at least in one location. Fout takes First Amendment rights seriously and is encouraging others to follow God's call to release the sounds of praise. The report goes on to say that singing and worshiping the Lord is one of the ways we express our love for Him, according, again, to Sean Fout. Lifting up songs of adoration and praise is biblical. It's an expression of our heart, our love, devotion, and affection for our Creator and Sustainer. In fact, Scripture tells us we were created to worship. And he quotes John 4:23-24, yet the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. For God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. The worship leader plans to host events across the U.S. to bring people together to lift their sounds and voices in worship. He has organized a petition called, quote, Let Us Worship, which he will deliver to Washington, D.C. next week. He goes on to say that his goal is to bring 100,000 signatures. And there's a petition there at Charisma, again, charismanews.com, where you can find that in other places as well. It's called Sign Let Us Worship Petition, and there's a link for that. So he goes on, Fout believes that what is happening with the hunger of people to worship could be the next Jesus people movement. People are hungry to worship. They want to lift their praise and gather together to release their sound. Quote, God is not finished with California, Fout tells DeGraw, and this was in an interview, it's not a lost cause. Now, not only is this going on, but then there was another report, and we reported this on endtimeheadlines.com endtimeheadlines.org. At least 7,000 Christians recently filled the streets of San Diego. This again was also California, praying for America. Another 8,500 believers tuned in online for online broadcast services, amounting to more than 15,000 total combined believers crying out to the Lord. According to a report from God TV, Pastor Miles McPherson led the front lines using prayers as his weapon in combating against chaos and political confusion in the country. The senior pastor of Rock Church in San Diego, California, gathered his members and partnered with over 135 other churches. Wow, that's phenomenal. And 148 pastors leading to start a movement called, quote, We Pray San Diego. The report went on to state that on June 20th, this was again last month, and of course, mainstream media, you never heard anything about this. The gathering took place at 11 locations in the city, including San Diego, Oceanside, San Marcos, Carmel Mountain Ranch, Spring Valley, San Carlos, and Santa, and there was many other locations, with people seen lifting their hands, kneeling down before the Lord, and literally, and pictures and videos across the city. So what am I talking about today? I'm talking about, we believe that because the churches, the brick and mortar, traditional wine skin mindset of churches, we know it and we've known it for years, is being shut off, it's being closed, it's being shut down, that, well, we can't have church anymore. We can't worship the Lord anymore. We can't praise the Lord anymore. We can't gather together anymore. But that's not the case. Friends, what's happening is people are stepping outside of the lines. They're stepping outside of that wineskin. And these men of God right here, these two men of God are doing that. They're leading that movement. They're stepping out and they're saying, okay, we can't gather in a building. We'll gather on a beach. We'll gather at a forefront. We'll gather in a parking lot. We'll gather somewhere in the city. We'll gather online. We'll gather streaming. And friends, I'm telling you, this is what the new wineskin is looking at. And I said this to get to this point. I felt like the Spirit of the Lord quickened me when people has asked me, where do we see this coronavirus taking the church? I believe Solomon said, and before I say that, I want to say this. Fox News reported an astonishing, and I want to get this right because bear with me for just a second. I shared this with a couple friends of mine personally. So I want to pull this up. I want to pull up these stats from Fox News. Fox News did a little, it was a kind of a little blip or an excerpt that came across, and they gave some stunning stats about the church, the quote unquote church as we know it. So I want to share that. If Facebook will let me pull it up. Bear with me for just a second. Here we go. Let's see. They said something like, here it is, 42%, listen to this number, 42% of churches in the United States are on the, quote, threshold of closing from lack of funds. And 20% are laying off their staff. Let me say that again. And again, I apologize. I wasn't able to pull out my equipment today. I don't have my microphone. I don't have all that up here today. So I hope this is pretty clear and that you can hear me. Fox News released a poll recently that stated 42% of churches in the United States are on the very threshold of closing the doors from lack of funds. And another 20% are laying off their staff. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the church as we've known it for years and years and years has been impacted. And 42% of these churches in the United States are on the very threshold of closing from lack of funds. In other words, people are not supporting them anymore. People are not tithing. People are not giving. People are not giving to missionaries. People are not giving to benevolence funds. And because of that, churches are drying up. Churches are closing the doors. Now, and obviously, they're pointing to the coronavirus as the point of impact, because people are not able to gather in person. The doors are closing. So I believe if this thing goes in the direction it's going, and if September, October, November, remember we did a message on this. A lot of, I believe, watchmen and prophets, intercessors are all seeing right now that trouble is on the horizon, September, October, November. And if this thing is continues in the progression that it's going, continues in the pattern that it's going, then nationwide, we're going to start seeing more and more churches closing their doors. In fact, a mega church pastor from right here in my region in Atlanta, Georgia, just announced that he is closing the door on all in-person services for the rest of 2020 because of coronavirus. So if this picks up and this begins trending, then we're going to see more and more and more churches closing the doors. And as they do that, the question has arisen, where is this taking us? I believe we are seeing what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. The thing which was is the thing that shall be, and there's no new thing under the sun. In other words, history goes full circle. It repeats itself. And I believe we're going to go into the direction of the way it began. Listen to me. And church began in homes. Church did not begin in mega church complexes. It didn't start out in brick and mortar assemblies where we had 1,000 people, 3,000 people, and 10,000 people. It began in homes. It began with couples. It began with an individual leading a home group. And then it grew and it swelled in his home group. And then as time progressed, we moved from that setting to what we know now as the traditional church mindset. I believe it's very possible because of the direction of this and the impact of the coronavirus that we're going to see more and more home churches begin to thrive. We're going to begin to see those settings begin to thrive. You're going to hear about revivals breaking out in people's homes, breaking out people's apartment complexes and duplexes and townhouses and rural areas and outside of the city. They're going to be gathering like they did in Azusa in California. They went to individuals' homes, and then it grew, and they went into the back porch, and then revival, the sound of revival began to resonate out of people's homes. And this is where major denominations were even planted from, and they were launched from. So that's where I believe we're heading. I believe that's what we're seeing. I believe we're going to see this more and more. So I want to encourage you today. Listen, God is still on the throne. God is still moving. The Holy Spirit is still moving. Revival is still taking place in the earth today. Awakening can still happen. Just because we're not seeing this right now in America, we're not hearing about this in America, doesn't mean that God is not up to something behind the scenes. So maybe, I don't know who this is for. Maybe this is going to encourage somebody today. Maybe your church has shut down and shut the doors. Listen, be encouraged. Launch something from your home. Launch something online. Stream it. Gather people together. The Bible says, where there are two or more gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. God is not restrained to your traditional mindset and wineskin that God can only move in signs, wonders, and miracles if we're in the church building, in a church setting, and that old wineskin. No, God can move. Listen, go back to the New Testament church where the foundation of this thing is, where the blueprint of this thing is, and you'll discover that God was breaking out in the streets. The Peter's shadow, they were lining up people that were sick and afflicted, and they were lining them up in the streets that Peter's shadow may pass by them. There was a man that laid at the outside of the church. He laid at the porch Come on, trying to get outside of the entrance of the church. And there was Peter and John that was coming in the hour of prayer. And he said, silver and gold we have none, but what we have we give unto you. And he says, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And they rose him up out of the traditional wineskin, come on, and set him free from that bondage. Come on, there's a lot of people that are in bondage and that are bound by the traditional mindset that just because churches as we know it, and you say, well, this is heartbreaking. Listen, it could be. Or we could take the mindset that, you know what, listen, the Holy Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. The last time I checked, the Bible says, ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So where we go, he goes with us. So wherever we gather as a solemn assembly, he is with us. And again, where there's two or more gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. So when we begin to lift him up, we begin to exalt him, we begin to praise him. Look, the proof is in this, guys. Here's a man that is on the beach. He's on beaches in California, and he's lifting up the name of Jesus, and there's people coming to the Lord, not in a building, not in a mega church, on the beaches of California, giving their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, I came by today to encourage you today that God is still on the throne. God is still moving. God is still pouring out his Spirit. And it may rattle your cage and rattle your mindset and rattle your traditional thinking of what you always thought church was like. But friends, if you're willing to move with what the Spirit of God is doing and where he is going and begin to take advantage of what these men of God are doing and taking God outside of the four walls of the normality and begin to let God use them where they are. Friends, I'm telling you, watch God move, watch him break out, and watch people start coming to the Lord, people being set free, people being healed, people being delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. So guys, I came by today to share that. That's my heart today. I truly believe, again, I believe that's where we're going as the church. I believe we're going back to the way it began. I believe we're coming out of the traditional mindsets of what we've been in for decades. For over a generation, over a couple generations, and we're coming back. Don't be surprised if we start seeing tent meetings begin to spring up again. I know there was a movement a few years ago of the tent revivals beginning to spring up again. But friends, again, I could really see this really springing up now with this coronavirus and stuff. I believe this is all going to come back full circle. And I believe it's happening right now. We may not hear about it. The mainstream media is not talking about it, but I believe in some of your cities, some of your regions, some of the backwoods in the country, the rural places of the Appalachians and different places like that. I believe God is already moving like the way I am. And some of y'all is going to say, well, Brother Ricky, where have you been? This has been happening. Well, guys, listen, let this be confirmation to you, or let that be confirmation to me that, again, this is what's happening. So endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, guys, I apologize for not having the equipment set up, so we can't bring up a lot of the graphics that we do. But right there, if you're watching by Facebook Live, in the description is going to be all of our information. If you'd like to subscribe to our main website, it's endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can just click on that link. If you're listening by podcast, that's going to be our main website. You're watching by YouTube, you'll see that information come up as well. Again, we want to encourage you to go there and subscribe to our main website. Don't forget to get our free app. If you're on an Android phone, if you're on an Apple phone, you can go to the Apple Play Store or the Android Play Store, and you can get, or the Google Play Store rather, and you can download our free app. Again, you can find that at endtime headlines. Type it out. You're going to see our official ETH logo. download that app. You'll get that free, and then you'll be able to keep up with our ministry and what we're doing. We have push notifications. You'll be notified of every time breaking news alerts come out, our new podcast. All that's going to be at your hand, at your convenience. And you can go down at the below, at the bottom of the app, you're going to see where it says listen and watch. You can listen to the podcast, and you can watch the YouTube videos if you like watching the videos, typically with the graphics and stuff when we have our full equipment. And guys, and again, as always, we want to give you an opportunity to support our ministry. If this ministry is a consistent source of blessing, encouragement, refreshing, and information, and you'd like to partner with us, maybe become a one-time donor, giver, like maybe you want to support, just sow a one-time seed, or maybe you want to become a monthly partner. There's many monthly partners that have jumped on board to help us to remain strong year after year and continue to do what we're doing. If that's you and you'd like to do that, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's where you're going to find all that information. Again, if you're on the app, if you go down to the bottom of the app where it says give or donate, I believe it says donate. If you click on that, it's going to take you to a page. You can give electronically or you can give by check or money order. So, guys, let me give you a quick update. Praise the Lord. We have an official contract on our home. I'm going to say it again. Update. I know many of you guys have been praying for us to sell our home. As of last night, there was an offer made on our home. We accepted it. We are now in an official contract. We have sold our home. Praise God. So now we have got all of our loose ends dealt with in Indiana. And now we're moving forward here in Georgia to the next season, to the next step, and the next chapter of what God has for us. Listen, I was in a conversation with a brother in the Lord yesterday, right here in the Georgia area. In fact, it was in the Covington region. And he was telling me how there was a prophetic word that was released about 5 years ago, that there would be many people that would gather in the Atlanta, Georgia metroplex area in that region, and that there would be a mighty move of God that would begin to take place and come out of that area. I had no idea about this word, and I've seen many intercessors, I've seen watchmen, I've seen pastors, I've seen many individuals that's beginning to move from different locations to this region. So listen, I'm excited to be a part of what God's doing. So listen, if you are in anywhere in the Georgia, Atlanta metroplex, in this region, in this area, continue to pray, continue to intercede, because I believe God is up to something behind the scenes here in this region. I know it looks chaotic in the city, in Atlanta, different things and whatnot, but always be encouraged that, you know, I've always said this, the enemy makes the first move, but God has the last word. So I believe that with all my heart. I believe God is still moving behind the scenes. So again, I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, from my whole family, we want to say thank you for interceding, coming to agreement, and praying for us for the sale of our home. And I come by today to give you the exciting news that we have officially accepted an offer, and we are moving forward in Jesus' mighty name to what God has for us here in the Atlanta, Georgia region. Again, we are in Monroe, Georgia, so we're east of Atlanta, about an hour east of Atlanta. Great area, love the area and the weather and et cetera. And so again, we're excited about what God's doing. So we're going to sign off today, guys. And we will be, look, what is today, Thursday? We may be on here tomorrow, but I wanted to make any promises. Again, it's been a little crazy. It's a little hectic. And it's going to be like this probably for a little while longer. And I'd say probably by January of next year is when we should be in our new home, We should be back on track. Everything will be set up the way we want it to be, and then we won't have these issues. But until then, we're going to hit this thing when we can and how we can. There's going to be days we're going to be doing this by phone. The other days we'll have our equipment up and set up and et cetera. So we're just going to roll with the punches. I know you guys understand that. If you've been in any kind of transition or a move, you completely understand what I'm saying. So until then, guys, we're probably going to sign off. If we don't come back on here tomorrow, we'll be back on here on Monday, Lord willing, with what the Lord would have us to share then. So until then, God bless you. May the Lord's countenance be upon you. Listen, let me pray a different prayer today. I usually pray a prayer blessing, which that's what we usually do. But I want to pray in conjunction with what we discussed today. Maybe you are a leader. Maybe you're a cell group leader, a home group leader. Maybe you lead meetings from your home, prayer groups, Bible studies, an extension of your church, whatever the case would be, and whatever you represent, whatever church you represent, whatever state you represent, whatever city you represent, I want to pray the prayer blessings upon you. I want to come into agreement with you, agreement with your church, agreement with your home group meeting, agreement with what the vision is that God has put in your heart, and I'm going to ask the Lord right now through prayer that God would move in that function and in that facility of whatever God has entrusted you with in this hour and in this season for His glory, that you may see the fruit of what God has called you to do. Father, I thank you for every individual under the sound of my voice today that's joining me, whatever city they represent, whatever church they represent, whether it be a pastor, whether it be a prophet, an apostle, a teacher, whatever it may be today. Lord, I bless them in the function in which they operate in. Lord, I bless their homes. I bless their churches. I bless their cell group meetings, their Bible studies. Lord, bless them where they are. Lord, bless the works of their hands to prosper. May it be fruitful. May it multiply. May it encourage. May it expand. I pray for signs, wonders, and miracles in Jesus' name. I pray for the sick to be healed, the dead to be raised. I pray for salvations to come, baptisms to come, conversions to come, backsliders to come back, prodigals to come home. I pray that as they step outside of the old wineskin, and as they set foot in the streets and the highways and byways, that Father, you would empower them to compel them to come into the house of the Lord. I pray that you would equip them with boldness, Lord, that when they open their mouth, they would decree the oracles of the kingdom of God. And Lord, I pray that they would see a mighty revival in their region and in their city and in whatever they're functioning in. And Lord, that you would bless it indeed a thousandfold in Jesus' name. And we thank you. And I bind every assignment of hell, discouragement, disappointment, funds that are not coming in, attacks of the enemy, opposition, adversity that would come against them and what God has called them to do. And I declare that no weapon forged and formed and fashioned against them would prosper. And every tongue, every religious tongue, every Pharisee, every Sadducee, and every devil in hell that would try to rise up against them and try to oppose what they're doing, I pray that it would be brought down in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, that they would push through and that they would prevail and that they would see the works of the kingdom of God operating in what they are called to do. And it's in Jesus' name all God's people said amen and amen. God bless you guys. We will see you either tomorrow or we'll see you next week. God bless.